Coach, you got one of the deepest position groups here. How's it been going so far this offseason?
It's been going great. Guys are working hard. We're getting better. A lot of competition, so it's been fun.
How's that cornerback room starting to shape out? You've got, you know, the guys from last year, Joe Hayden, obviously. You bring in Tremon Williams, Justin Gilbert, Pierre Desir, K1. How are those guys starting to look?
They're doing good. Like I said, they're getting better. They're buying into the coaching, working hard, and competition's just making guys better. So it's been fun. They know the defense more. They're competing. We've got to take another step this year, that's for sure.
Where's Justin Gilbert at right now in your mind?
I think he's focused. I think he's become more consistent. I think it's become very important to him. I think he's had a really good OTA so far.
Pierre Desir came on strong at the end of last year, kind of pressed into duty, did very well against Carolina and Cincinnati. How has he continued in his development? Because it was supposed to be a redshirt year, but he actually played well when he got an opportunity.
Right, he did. He did a great job when he came in against Carolina, and that's a credit to him. He just kept working hard, bought in the techniques, played a lot of football. I mean, coming from a small school, he didn't have a whole lot of experience. He developed probably faster than we thought he would, and he continues to take steps. I mean, he's such a great guy, just keeps working hard. He's matured beyond his years. It's so important to him. You're going to see some big steps from him, too.
K'Wan Williams came out of nowhere, undrafted last year. You knew him well, obviously. Phenomenal season working as that nickel. He's been one of the stars so far of OTA. What is it that makes him so effective?
Well, I think it's what he did in the offseason. I think he took care of his body. I think he got stronger, faster. I think he studied the film, so he knows the defense more. He's playing with an extreme confidence right now. He can blitz. He can cover. He's really done a great job.
What has Tremon Williams brought to this team so far?
Experience, knowledge, passion, just love of the game. He's just a leader. I mean, he's going to take our room to another level, mentally and physically.
And then you got some young guys. Well, Robert Nelson was here last year. He had an interception the other day in OTAs. Charles Gaines was drafted in here, plus some undrafted guys that you've signed. What is it like kind of with those guys? How are they coming along?
Well, it's great. First of all, what they get to see is they get to be around Joe, and they get to be around Tremon, and they get to be around Dante. So they're really learning how to be pros, which is great because those guys, it's still new to them. But they're talented. I mean, they all have skills. They all have ability. They all see what it's supposed to look like when you watch all those other guys. And they go out there, and they've been working hard. And all of them have been doing a really good job. And like I said, the competition in that room is going to it's gonna either make you sink or it's going to make you go to another level. And right now, I think guys are really stepping up.
You guys were number one in the league last year in opponent quarterback passer rating allowed. How much better do you feel about where you are? It's your turn in the defense. You've added some talent. How better, much better do you feel about this cornerback group this year?
Well, I feel better. I feel better just being year two, just guys being comfortable with us as coaches, with Coach Pett and Jimmy, and then with the scheme. And I think that's going to make us better. They know the scheme more. They know where their help is more. They're continuing to work, continue to prepare, and we need to get better. That was last year, being number one in quarterback rating and completion percentage. That was last year. Who are we now? We got to put that behind us, and now we got to really take the next step. If we're going to be the best secondary in the NFL, I keep telling our guys too, we got to make a difference in the run. It's not just the pass. I want to see us show up in the run game more and more so we're a complete unit.
Dante Whitner, certainly no stranger, has shown up in the run game. You've got him at one safety. Obviously, Sean Gibson not here right now, but Jordan Poyer getting a lot of reps, looking very comfortable out there. What have you seen from Jordan?
Poyer's done a good job. I think he's really embraced his role right now as the starter. Obviously, it's been him and Dante taking reps with the ones. He's learned the defense. He's taking it to another level. If you just listen to him out here, his communication's outstanding. Yeah. Putting guys in the right position, his effort, just the passion. You watch him, he defines what it should look like to play like a Brown. And I think he's going to be a big contributor for us. I'm excited about him.
Yeah, he's having a good camp so far. Ibrahim Campbell, somebody that was a big target for this team, went up and got him or tried to go up and get him. Unfortunately, we were able to get him there in the third round. What has he brought, and what have you seen out of the young player from Northwestern?
Very smart. Loves football, plays with passion. Really, really an intelligent guy who's been able to pick up things fast. I think you're going to see he's got big play hit capabilities. He can put on some big hits, but I also think he's got some coverage ability, and he certainly can play in the deep zones, which we're excited about. Kind of hard for a rookie to come in and learn this system right away. He's done a really good job, and I think the more comfortable he gets and the more he knows it, you're just going to see him get better and better.
Have you talked to Tashaun Gibson at all?
Yeah, I talk to Gip all the time. Kip and I have a great relationship. I believe he would say the same thing, and I'm his coach, and I'm just going to coach him as hard as I can when he gets here.
Who's somebody that stood out to you so far that maybe has been a surprise or been the surprise of the OTAs to you, or somebody you want to single out for coming in, working hard, playing like a Brown, and really kind of getting themselves on your radar?
Well, I think the guy right now that you got to give a lot of credit to is Jordan Poyer. I mean, didn't get a whole lot of reps last year, and now he's out there leading guys, whether he's going with the ones or taking extra reps with the twos just to get guys lined up. he's done a really good job. So I've been excited for him.
All right, from the back end of this defense, you get a good sense of what an offense is trying to do. So last year, Kyle Shanahan was here, now John DeFilippo. What have you kind of seen as the difference in maybe the passing attack under John DeFilippo?
I'm not sure I'll talk about the difference, but I think Flip's done a really good job of being multiple. I think the quarterback's doing a really good job, all of them, getting rid of the ball quick, not making mistakes, making good decisions. Because this is a secondary, if you make a poor decision, we're going to make you pay.
That's right.
And, you know, I wish we were intercepting more balls than we were right now. So I think Flip and I think the whole offensive staff in year one, going against a defense that's in year two and a pretty good defense, I think they've done a really good job, and I think they've taken good steps.
How good can you guys be this year?
I think we can be pretty good. We just got to keep working. We got to keep working, and I think we should be better than we were last year. We need to be. We really need to be better than we were last year.